You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to the Mind Over Markets podcast. In the last episode, we discussed values, what forms values, as well as how to elicit those values and to discover your values. We also did a little example where we elicited my own personal values. We also introduced logical levels of change, as well as what values help and challenge traders. So without any further ado, I'm going to pass this off to George, and he's going to explain exactly what we're going to be talking about in today's episode.
All right, trade pros, I'm excited to be here. Welcome to episode number 4. This is George, and today we're going to talk a little bit more about towards and away motivation, and we're going to dig a little bit deeper into each one of Mark's values and decipher and ask him some important questions, how to determine whether he's towards and away motivated, what that means, and how he could use that information for self-improvement and self-empowerment. So that's the bread and the butter of the episode. Plus, we're going to give you some examples of common towards and away motivations, more importantly, away motivations, and how you can convert them to serve you and to help you out. All right. When we do this exercise, it's important that you're honest with yourself, all right, and answer these questions quickly so you can get the full impact. Because when you tend to think about something, you're getting a logical answer. When it comes to you at the top of the mind and it just surfaces mysteriously, that's a subconscious answer. And these are the ones that we're really interested in, because that's where the power comes in. So as you ask this one question, again, last episode, we really built up the exercise. And this is one question. And today we're doing the same. It's going to just be one question, but we're going to have to look at each one of these values individually. So Marky, you had some time before we begin. You had some time to reflect on your values from last episode. What are your big takeaways?
Some of the big takeaways from doing the values elicitation last time was it was a good comparison to see the difference between what my values were about a year and a half ago when I originally did this and what they were last week.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting to see how those values shifted in priorities, which one shifted in priorities. And one of the main things I noticed was a big one of my top three about a year and a half ago was security. And that top one has changed to fulfillment.
Interesting.
So that was a big one. And I think the other big one that we kind of brushed on last week was the fact that I felt like money was a big determinant in my decisions. And it was funny to see that when I actually listed them out in order that I thought of importance, money was actually the last one. It was number 8. Whereas my top three were, what was it? Fulfillment, sustainability, and progress.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So it was interesting to see how my values shifted, and it's understandably so, because I'm in a completely different situation than I was about a year and a half ago. And when I first did this values elicitation exercise, I had just quit my job, started trading full time, without really any safety net or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. I remember that.
Understandably so, my values were a lot different at the time, whereas now a little bit more established, doing better. And so as a result, my values have kind of shifted. And I think I've kind of grown into the values that I identified last week. Whereas before it was more just kind of a sense of where I'm at the moment and what I think I'm valuing. And now it was kind of like, I know where I'm at and I know what I need to get.
Right.
In order to achieve what I want to get towards in the future. And so it's kind of like, I know where I need to be. I just got to grow into the person
right
that becomes who I see myself based on these values.
That's really cool. Like, it, you know, you bring up a very good point that values change, right? I find it kind of cool that at first your top value is security. Now it's more fulfillment, progress, which seems like once you kind of get the security blanket laid, you're really looking to fulfill yourself, obviously, but more importantly, you're looking to, I think, to some higher power, higher purpose. You're kind of looking ahead saying, look, how can I make an impact in this world? Which is really cool. And it makes sense. Once your security is kind of laid and you have a foundation, what's the next question people ask? What do I build on top of this foundation?
Yeah, exactly.
And so here you are on the podcast. So you're really helping a lot of people, and that's awesome. So you ready to dive a little bit deeper into each one of these values?
Always.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So today what we're going to do is take each one of these values and dig into them a little bit deeper. So as I ask Mark these questions, all right, it's pertaining to each one of his values. The way we're going to do it is we're going to start with the first value. The first value was fulfillment. And then we're going to ask him some questions and record these responses and then proceed to value two and three. What's important to know is that if you're driving, you shouldn't be doing this right now. Dangerous. All right, we don't endorse this. But when you get home and you sit in your quiet, reflective environment, I think this is where really you're going to tap into that subconscious. You're going to tap into that higher power, if you will. And this is the time for you to be reflective. So if you'd like, you could just listen to this podcast and then re-listen to it at home. But I really strongly advise that you guys do this in a quiet environment where it's all about you. All right. So Marky, thank you for your permission and thank you for being so open with all of us and allowing people to learn through you. I think that's progress and it's fulfilling for both of us.
Exactly. Always a pleasure.
Awesome. So let's get started with value number one. All right. So the first value was fulfillment. And I wanted to ask you, Mark, what is important to you about fulfillment?
What's important to me about fulfillment? Well, fulfillment to me is being able to set challenges or being able to overcome obstacles. That's a sense of fulfillment. Fulfillment to me is also being able to help other people. I get a lot of fulfillment these days, especially in the trading room when we are trading. And even if I'm not doing well, the team's doing well, that gives me a sense of fulfillment. Fulfillment is also happiness to me. It's a sense of pride, a sense of enjoyment. And again, it kind of leads into sustainability. The happier I feel, the more I feel I can give or more I can do. And I feel like that's going to continue towards making something sustainable. And as long as I'm seeing progress as well in that fulfillment, then I'm going to want to do obviously more of the things that are driving me towards happiness.
That's awesome. So is there anything else that's important to you about fulfillment when you think about it?
I said happiness.
You did.
I said happiness. All right. Anything else with fulfillment? I'd say off the top of my head, I'm thinking now. So that came quicker.
So that's what I want to see. I want to see sort of how you respond to it. And I was also watching the eye patterns. I mean, you guys can't see this. I was watching his eyes. I was like, let me see where the eyes are going. And when they started shifting, I know you were starting to think a little bit more. So this is cool. So let's have a look at this. So Mark mentioned that what's important to him about fulfillment. And by the way, I want to mention this. As we read these out, remember, this is very personal. So that's why we thank Mark for sharing it. When you read what's important to somebody about fulfillment, let's say Mark said happiness, and he did say happiness. That means something different to him than it does to you, right? So when you read these values, if you found somebody's values on the ground, you really don't know what they mean to the person. You don't know that person should have the values. But I think these are interesting. So challenges and overcoming them, all right? So when you said challenges and overcoming them, it seems like that was the only one that you had that was a little bit away motivated. You know, yes, you want to overcome the challenge. So what we're trying to decipher here now is this a toward or away motivation? And the difference here is pertaining to your value. Do you believe in this value because you're trying to get towards something, or are you believing in that value to get you away from something? Let me give you an example. If we went back to Mark from a year and a half ago and I said we were exploring security, what was important to Mark a year and a half ago from today? What was important to him about security?
I remember when I originally made those or elicited those values, security to me was honestly a way motivated. It was, I don't want to be a failure because I don't want to lose my capital.
Right.
Something along those lines where it was a top value because it was something that I didn't want to happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like, I didn't want to lose my trading capital because then I would be considered a failure. And so security to me was having capital, which made it difficult to risk it.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And so that led to some work that had to be done. But that was definitely one of the big ones with security. It was just kind of babying capital, if you will, and just being afraid, not necessarily afraid, but being more focused on the risks of trading than the actual opportunities.
Right.
And that's where the security came from.
And that's awesome because back then, you know, at a time where you were going through a career change, it was a scary move. I've been through that move. You've now gone through it as well. It's a scary move to do that move. And so your value is the top, rather safety or security becomes your top value because in that transition, all the subconscious mind wants to know is that you're going to be okay. It's trying to serve you and protect you. And back then, Mark had an away motivation. He wanted to, you know, get away from where he was at. He didn't want to work that job. He didn't want to make fixed pay. And back then, it was security's top value. Now, flash forward to today, his number one value is fulfillment. And look at this. challenges and overcoming them is the only away motivation I could pick out of those. Everything else is towards helping people. You want to move towards helping others.
Definitely.
All right. Happiness. You want to move towards being happier.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pride, enjoyment. All these are very positively oriented qualities. All right. Now, if somebody does this solicitation and digs deeper in this question, they say, you know, what's important to me about fulfillment? And somebody said, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm not valued, or I don't want to feel like I'm not respected at work.
Yeah.
Which you didn't say. But if you did, that's totally okay. Just write that down. This isn't like a right or wrong answer. It's important to know why you value something, what makes you value it. That way you could keep track of it and to be able to change it. That's great, Mark. Of those three, you know, a lot of them are towards motivated. And as you do this at home, by the way, you want to do it straight for one value. I just want to demonstrate the process, the second value, third value.
Now, before we go into, you know, the next set of values, one thing I kind of wanted to bring up was the importance of towards motivation and the importance of away motivation.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you guys aren't really familiar with what we're saying, towards or away motivated, essentially, if you're motivated towards something, that's something that you want to be going towards. Your goals are to go towards that, right? So an example of that would be, I want to quit my job because that will give me the freedom of time to spend with my family and will give me fulfillment. Whereas away motivated would be something like, I want to quit my job because I hate my boss and I can't stand it.
That's, you know, away motivated.
That's
for sure.
Away motivated. So you're going to notice as you elicit the values and you kind of do this check to see whether they're towards or away motivated, you kind of want to identify which ones are towards motivated and which ones are away motivated. And we're going to go into that in just a little bit, but for the purpose of the next couple of notes that we're going to go through, just understand what the main differences between towards and away motivation are.
Right. And I mean, depending on what stage in life you are and what's happening around you, you know, these values will change. It could be towards or away motivated. Look, we're not saying everyone has to be toward motivated. You know, there's sometimes circumstances which you want to move away from.
Yeah.
And there might be a rough stretch in your life where you're like, you know, it's fantastic. You guys are so happy-go-lucky, but I just want to move away from whatever situation it is. It could be, you know, extreme poverty. It could be like abuse. It could be anything. So, you know, we're not, there's no judgment here around these, but it's important to realize and distinguish the difference. And the reason it's important is if you're away motivated, the challenge with that becomes that if you say, you know, I just want to make more money, and you say, I don't want to be broke anymore. Well, what's broke? Broke is probably the amount of money a year that would pay for your apartment, get you food. You could go out a couple times a night and have a relatively okay time, right? But does that make you happy, right? So congratulations, you're not broke. Are you happy? And so that's where you start to look at a towards motivation. So the problem with away motivation is that it's only motivating until you get away enough from the problem that you don't feel its pain. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're anywhere close to where you really want to be. So if you're somewhere where you're having a challenge with your life, you know, great, be away motivated. Get away from that challenge and problem 100%. And at the same time, also think, what do you really want? Because that's where you really want to set your GPS and put it on course. Your subconscious mind guides you there. This is a great discussion. I'm loving it. Let's go to value number two. So here's another consideration I want to bring up. Look, being away motivated doesn't necessarily have a direction, right? When you're busy getting away from a certain aspect, that doesn't really mean you're going towards anything. Being away motivated means you're a little bit directionless. And if you're facing a situation where, you know, there's a temporary disorder in your life, that's okay. It's all right to distance yourself from it. And the quicker you can find a direction to head to, the faster you're going to get there. Because while you don't have a direction, you might be headed in a different area that's totally counteractive to what your real goals are.
Exactly. Being away motivated from something is not a direction. It's an escape.
Oh, wow. That's a gem right there. I think that's going to be the quotable for this podcast. I'm predicting it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. But for sure, I 100% agree about that.
Exactly. And another point to be made is that you need to have specific motivations, right? If you don't have a specific motivation, then you could actually end up like our friend Jerome Kerviel, who was a trader from Societe Generale that lost just over $7 billion.
$7 billion. I remember when he made the waves, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, like just billion. Over How? $7 billion. And you know what the craziest part about his story is that at some point he was alleged to have said that all he wanted to do was to become an extraordinary trader. So I'll ask you guys, did he succeed? Would you consider him an extraordinary trader? Maybe not in the way that he had originally envisioned, but he certainly made his rounds across publicity, across the media outlets. And so, you know, to some, that may be considered extraordinary, but do you think that's actually what he wanted when he mentioned that?
I mean, it's extraordinary enough that we know his name, right? Most people exactly. probably would have, you probably heard this, and before we told you what he did, you're probably like, oh, I kind of remember that guy. So in a way, he met his purpose. I mean, I have two questions about that. Number one, where was the risk manager? Number two, how did he manage to bypass that whole process? It's absolutely mind-blowing, but I will tell you this. That's a very, very good example you bring up, Mark, because if you're not specific in what it is you're asking, the subconscious mind is looking for what? It's looking to get it to you in the fastest way possible. Remember, that was one of the prime directives.
Exactly. That was one of the prime directives. And another one of the prime directives was that the subconscious mind is an efficient order taker. It looks to take orders. It looks for instructions to follow. So whenever you guys, this is one of the things that we mentioned in the second episode and in the third episode, is to always protect what your thoughts are. And in this episode, you're learning why having a specific vision or a specific motivation towards certain values that you have become ever more important towards getting that result that you're looking for. Because like this trader, he wasn't specific enough. And as a result, you can argue that he got what he was asking for.
Exactly. I mean, you're not specific. You're leaving a lot of the variables up to the subconscious mind. And like you said, it'll make the decision that brings it to you the fastest way with the least amount of energy, path of least effort. You know, it's kind of like the story where somebody said, I want to make more money, right? And they found a penny. Did they make more money? I mean, they did.
Technically.
There you go. There's a gift. And now the universe is like, okay, there, I've granted your wish. And now you're like, I want to make more money again. It'd be like, well, you just asked. I gave you more. So you have to really be specific with your goals. And when it comes time to values, you don't, your value doesn't have to be, you know, I want to help 6,000 people in the next 12 seconds within, like, you know, it doesn't have to be that specific. But once you know your values and your toward motivations, guess what it's time to do now? It's time to build something that starts with a G. Goals. It's time to build some goals. All right. And that's where the important aspect is. I really like this because we're really unwinding and unpackaging this whole conversation to really make it actionable. And so you could drive down and find your motivations, whether they're toward in a way. Are we ready to get into the second one, Mark?
We are ready to get into that.
Awesome. Let's drill down into Mark's value number two. It's sustainability. So Mark, I want to ask you, what's important to you about sustainability?
What's important to me about sustainability? Sustainability means that I can do this for as long as I'm around. Sustainability means that I can continue to provide my family and friends with, I guess, financial abundance, with a legacy, being able to build a legacy, being able to pass this information down to my kids when I have kids, through generations when it's time. That's important to me. Sustainability means that I don't have to be looking for other sources of income. Not necessarily to say that's not what I want, but sustainability means that this is something I can pursue for as long as I'm around physically on this earth. Sustainability also means to me legacy. I don't know if I used that word already.
You did.
Did I? Legacy. Yeah. So legacy, what's important to me is, you know, being able to sustain the wealth I've created and all of that, even when I'm gone. So legacy's pretty important to me as well, as far as sustainability is concerned. And I'd say that's pretty much what I can get off the top of my mind without really doing much thinking and shifting my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those are very congruent. Those are the ones that came out from the subconscious level, right? I just want to let you guys know that are listening to this podcast, this is not rehearsed. Mark and I, this is the first time we're doing it, which is great. And it puts a little bit of pressure on Mark. And also I know when he's digging into his deep down subconscious well, and when he's trying to make up answers logically. So far he hasn't, which is great. And he just told me, he's like, look, that's all I have. From now I'm going to start thinking. He broke out of the flow, right? So as long as I'm around, like, would you mind explaining or expanding what that means, Mark? One of the things you said was as long as you're around.
As long as I'm around. Yeah. So as long as I'm around, just basically means that I can continue to provide for my family, for my friends, basically to be able to give them what they need and sustain a life while I'm on this earth.
That's awesome. That's very beautiful. I was just curious. And I'm going to ask you this, Mark. Have you been doing some self-development work since? I mean, if you think about when was the last time you did your values until now, you've clearly done a lot of self-development since.
Yeah. Read a lot of books, thanks to the great guidance I have here from George. So definitely been working. That's been one of my biggest goals. Funny that we mentioned that. That was one of my biggest goals for the last year. Exactly, the G word. One of my biggest goals over the last year was to focus more so on my own personal development and self-growth, and to kind of reflect on, you know, the values elicitation we did. I've done that about a year and a half ago. Now we've revisited that. I've done, outside of the career one, I've done them all again, you know, as far as health and relationships, fitness, family, etc. And I have a good idea of what I'm working towards, and I'm working towards getting to a 10 in each of those categories so that I can reset again and level up.
10 to 1.
Exactly, 10 to 1.
That'd be a great personal development company name, by the way. 10 to 1. If any of you guys start that, I want you to know I'm coming for 10%, but just 10. So this is good. The reason, why do you think I asked you that, Mark? Do you have any idea? Because I'll tell you, you know, I'm asking too many questions.
Can't read minds anymore.
Curious George over here. So, because I'm looking at all these, and all these are towards motivated. This is great. And it looks like somebody who's, you know, really put a lot of work into developing themselves, and at the very least have been reflective enough to know where you're at, taking an inventory of your current situation and thinking about where you want to go. And because they're all towards motivated. If you haven't ever thought about where you want to go and where your destination and purpose is, you know, you tend to not have as many toward motivations. So this is good. And I can also tell you, Mark, through our interaction over the last couple of months, I also noticed your linguistic patterns of change. You know, the way you're talking, you're more framing things in a towards motivation. Heck, sometimes when I slip, because it happens, I'll say some away motivated stuff. You'll reframe me. They're like, don't you mean this? Mm-hmm. Which is great, man. It's an amazing journey. We're all developing. That's awesome. You want to do battle number 3?
Yes, sir.
Ready
for
it?
We'll see. The grasshopper is slowly becoming the master.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you remember what I saved you as on my phone before? I want you to read Scotiabank Mark? Yeah, it was Scotiabank Mark. That's where I met him. All right. And I remember I changed his name.
It's a true story, guys. Episode number 1.
Yeah, exactly. If you revisit episode 9, number 1, you'll know how we met. So I saved him as Mark Scotiabank because that's where he worked. Now look what I have him saved as. Read that, Mark.
Hey, Mark Master Mindset, and then my last name.
Triple M.
Triple M. I like it.
So it's good. You've done a lot of work, and I'm very proud of it. All right, let's look at value number 3, progress. When you think about a time, Mark, when you felt like you made a lot of progress, whether it's in work, in your personal life, or whatever it is, you know, what was important to you about progress?
What was important to me about progress was not necessarily the end result. It was just more so progress in my execution of the process.
Okay.
If that makes sense. That was the big thing for me, is not so much focusing on results. Obviously, everybody wants results, but progress for me means becoming better at what I want to do because I want to be better at it, not because I'm focusing on results. And that's something that I kind of realized pretty recently, to be quite honest, was that when I stopped focusing, I think I mentioned this last week when we elicited these recent values, was that I found out that a lot of my decisions, what I thought was based on money, was actually not based on money. It was based on my top 3 values. And that was very interesting to me. So in that kind of a realization was, money is not really the end goal for me. Progress for me is just being better than I was yesterday. And what can I do today to make sure that I'm better than how I was yesterday? So every day is a continual stepping stone, if you will. And progress to me is being better than I was yesterday, whether that's accumulating more knowledge than I had yesterday, learning a new lesson that I didn't know yesterday, something that's essentially going to make me better, not necessarily only as a person, but as a trader as well. That's what progress means to me.
Awesome. So what else does What else is important? So given the definition, mm-hmm. what else is important about having progress?
Having progress also lets you know that you're on the right path towards your goals, right? So obviously we've mentioned goals are quite important. And to me, progress is kind of a motivator that I'm on the right path and I'm doing the things that I should be doing to get to where I want to be getting.
Okay. Excellent. Is there anything else that's important to you about progress?
I think at this point it's more logical side coming in.
Yeah, I saw you. Were you trying to access a picture? Were you trying to see something that resembled progress?
I know where you're getting here. I know where you're getting. Which way were my eyes pointing?
You have visual recall. You went top left. So you were recalling a picture or visual. Is that right or no?
Yep.
All right. Also, the other day, Azalea was like telling me about some personal development theory. And she's like, you know, this is how it goes. And I'm like, well, sorry, explain it a little bit deeper. And she went horizontal left. And I'm like, did you hear that in an audiobook somewhere? She's like, yeah, the podcast. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome that you could narrow this stuff down. But yeah, let's talk about this. Let's unpack it a bit. Progress, you said, is not necessarily an end result, right? You said execution of a process is more important to you, which, you know, this was a definition of progress to you, and that's great. You know, it's about the process. You know, from here, you said continuous and small wins better than yesterday. That's the only one that I think is away a little bit, right? Because for your whole progress, you are going to on a toward something. And it also looks like you're still kind of checking left and looking at the guy yesterday, like, I'm better than you. And look, if I do progress, I'd have the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm a little away motivated from today, from the person I am today, because tomorrow I want to be better. And so I actually agree with you there, but not because it's right or wrong. It's because we're similar.
Yeah.
And, you know, if somebody else has different answers, it's perfectly okay. None of this is right or wrong. It just is. And it's kind of cool that that came up because I have that as well. It's not actually one of my top threes, but I had the exact same thing. So it's kind of funny. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, my man. So we're constantly improving. So for someone, you know, like you, you could mark someone with a value set that looks like this. You could try to find a way to motivate yourself from maybe, you know, a quote that says you're better today than you are yesterday, something that like affirms it, or a visual or visualization of what tomorrow looks like. And that'll help you move towards it. And if you move towards it, you're technically better than you were yesterday, constant improvement. But, you know, these are great. These are all towards motivated. Now, I didn't really see an away motivated one. The second you gave me your values of fulfillment, sustainability, and progress, I'm like, this is going to be a lot of towards motivation. You know, because, I mean, there are ways you could have progress as your second value and be away motivated. You can be like, I just don't want to be stuck.
Yeah, that's definitely right? A great point.
Yeah, it's if you're doing these values and you're using words like don't, not, better, greater, easier, that usually tends to mean that you're moving away from something. And it's cool to identify. And the way I would kind of get you guys through this exercise at home is to ask yourself these three questions. What's important to you about your top value? What's important to you about your second value? What's important to you about your third value? And then trying to establish if they're towards and away motivated all at once rather than thinking about it. And that's how I would go about it. The reason we did it like this here is because I wanted you to illustrate the example through the process all in one shot, you know. But this is a very, very great exercise. And another point that Mark demonstrated is that values change.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
And what else do you got for us, Marky? And the important part about values changing is this, that you do these elicitations regularly and you find out whether you're towards and away motivated and find ways, eventually as you work on your psychology, on your mindset, you'll notice that naturally more and more towards values are occurring, all right? And the reason we want to be towards motivated is because, remember, no matter what our motivations are, if that's our motivations, they're creating imagery in our mind. They're creating visions, visuals, emotions, right? And those emotions, visuals, thoughts, that's what's feeding your subconscious mind. So whatever you're thinking is the path that you're on. And so that's why we want to give you a direction with towards motivation. We want to set you on course to put you towards what you want and get you to think that visual, to experience that feeling, that emotion, and you're going to start moving towards there rather than thinking about something you don't want.
Awesome, Georgie. And I just wanted to kind of add that while towards motivation is definitely important, something you also want to focus on is the intrinsic or internal motivation. And what that means is internal or intrinsic motivation is simply a type of motivation that comes from within. Something with an example being such as it's wanting to achieve a level of trading success because of the feeling that you'll get by achieving that success, rather than say an external motivator such as working hard to achieve a level of trading success simply because you want to prove somebody wrong, right? So an intrinsic motivator is very important because when it comes time that, you know, you're going to inevitably go through a rut or a losing streak, and having an internal motivator, an intrinsic motivator, is ultimately what's going to sustain your progress and your performance, right? So if your motivations are based on, you know, your financial results, let's say both your internal and external motivations are focused on financial results, what happens when you go through quieter market periods and your profit and loss is lesser than what you're used to? You know, at the point where you most need that motivation and drive, guess what? It's actually going to be at the lowest, right? So the importance of having intrinsic positive motivations is that they're going to keep you driven when you're going through the tougher periods in time. All right. So with that being said, it's very important because, like I said, it's going to sustain your progress and performance. So if you're doing things for the result versus doing them just to be better at it, you're often going to achieve the former result by working on the latter, right? So if you're focusing on something because you want to get better at it, more often than not, you're going to achieve that result anyway. Whereas if you're focusing on a result solely for the result, not because you enjoy the process of the execution, then it's going to be a little bit harder to achieve that result. So again, positive internal or intrinsic motivation is definitely the strongest type of motivator. And that's what's going to keep you going when everything else tells you to quit.
Yeah. And like, you know, that those are all phenomenal points. Is the one part I really like that stuck out to me is the P&L thing. You know, that some of the best traders I know don't worry about the profit. You know, it's not their a reflection of whether they're doing good or bad. A profitable day doesn't mean you're having a great day. And a down day doesn't mean you're having a really bad day. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's the ones who anchor to performance that tend to have the most volatile experience. And then when there is no volatility, they make it a volatile experience. So the P&L is an interesting aspect. Now, let me give you a little reframe of on a way to towards motivation. Because this one's kind of, it's really cool. All right, here's an example. Somebody says, I don't want to lose more than $300 in a given day while I'm day trading. So today, I don't want to lose more than 300. What if you lose 299 every day? Have you accomplished your mission, right? You've still lost $299. So great, you didn't want to lose 300. Here's 299. That's the easiest way because you don't have to change your routine, your system, your mindset. Just lose a dollar less. Your subconscious mind will help you do that. That's the path of least resistance. So what could that look like instead? All right, you'd want to reframe it to something like, I want to make $1,000 a day consistently with a maximum risk of just 300 to accomplish this goal. So now you're saying I'm going towards 1,000. That's my goal. That's your toward motivation. The $300 a day is just a risk management strategy. It's not something to focus on every day, right? You're trying to focus on where you want to go. If you think about the loss, you're going to get the loss, all right? And you know, that's the important part.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that kind of references back to when we were discussing my first go at eliciting values, that where securities was my top value. This is exactly the kind of situation that I was in. I was more focused on not losing my daily the loss limit than I was on actually focusing on the opportunities towards the profit target.
Right.
Right. And so as a result, I was finding that I was kind of sabotaging myself because I was still achieving what I wanted to achieve, which was not losing over 200 a day. But like this example shows, I wasn't losing 200. I was losing 150, you know, 175 right here and there, right before I started turning things around. And so this kind of, it's a two-way point here. First and foremost, with regards to profit and loss, like Georgie mentioned, if you're focusing on that, you're not focusing on the process, you're focusing on the result. So if there's one thing we can give you, one practical advice as far as your live trading, remove your P&L from your screens.
I love that.
Stop focusing on the P&L, focus on the individual trades. And number two, look to reframe those away motivations into positive, intrinsic motivations. And that way you're going to align your values and your motivations towards what the end result that you want is going to be. And you're going to be working towards it, right? Because if you're focusing on the opportunity, that's what you're going to be finding. You're going to be finding that opportunity. I don't want to say I can guarantee it, but if you have this kind of a goal where you're looking to not lose a certain amount and you reframe it towards, I want to make a certain amount consistently, I can almost guarantee that on a daily basis, if you follow that for at least 21 days, you're going to start to see more opportunities on a daily basis than you would have if you were, you know, with the value or the motivation that I don't want to lose a certain amount. Once you reframe that, this kind of goes back to what we mentioned in, I believe it was a second or third episode, with the sense that your mind is going to focus on the instructions that you give it.
Right.
Right. So if you're focusing on avoiding risk, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to see the opportunities.
Exactly.
You reframe that and now you start focusing on the opportunities, I can almost guarantee you're going to start seeing more opportunities.
For sure. Whatever it is that you envision is what you create. And I think that if you're thinking about risk, you're going to create risk. All right. Doesn't mean that you don't manage it. You have a strategy to manage it for you, but you're not thinking about it. Look, if you don't want to take risk, don't trade. But how's that going to help you achieve your goal? Right. So risk is a reality of the business that we do. Know it, manage it. And that's what makes us good professional quality traders. So I think we've learned a lot here today about, number one, the whole process we've been through, this journey, right? If you think about it, we've lived a cause. We've also elicited our values. We know our value systems pertaining to six different major areas of our life. We've drilled down deeper into these values by this point, and we've really identified, are we towards or away motivated, what that means, how you could make the switch and the change, what the benefits of are, and some examples of how you could reframe your thought process to help you get there. In the next episode, we're going to take it a little bit one step deeper, and we're going to talk about how to build and cultivate a positive mindset, how to create and maintain a framework of positivity for abundance and for an ultimate manifestation of any goal that you'd like.
And one of our favorite quotes is from market wizard Ed Secoida, and it goes something along the lines of, everybody gets what they want from the market. So my question to you is, what is it that you really want?
Now, before we leave off in this episode, I really want to, because we've learned a lot. We've learned about the importance of toward away motivation, right? How to change those, why they're important, how they could set goals. But at this point, I want to take a little bit of a pause and recap the journey that we've been on. We made some serious progress, which, Mark, you're going to like because it's your top three value.
Exactly.
Right? So think about what we started with. Episode number one, we talked about shifting to living at cause and how you could take your power to create your own reality. How you're responsible for everything and why that's a beautiful thing. And that episode two, we talked about the prime directives of the subconscious mind. We gave you the instructional manual for how your mind works and how it's there to serve you, protect you, and 20 other directives that it's doing behind the scenes to serve you. In episode number three, we helped you elicit your values in one major area of your life, which you could apply to all six. But now you know why you're operating, how you're operating, and the reason behind it, and what's actually guiding your subconscious mind to make decisions. You're really getting an idea of yourself, of who you are and how you operate, right? And this episode, we dug a little bit deeper into towards and away motivation, which could really help you set some great goals. And next week, in the last episode of our 5-episode mini-series on supercharging your psychology, we're going to talk about how to cultivate, how to create a success mindset, and how to maintain it, and how to perform like a high quality athlete, because that's what we do as traders on a daily basis. We've taken you through that complete journey, and I'm really excited to close it out with you next episode. We've got some great stuff coming your way.
In the words of one of our favorite market wizards, Ed Secoida, everyone gets what they want from the market. So what is it that you really want?
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.